Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pete's 5-Minute Monday. It's time to think about your life from a different perspective and to get energized for the week ahead. Now, over to Pete.
It's 5-Minute Monday. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Masters of Change, a 5-Minute Monday podcast. Now, Eckhart Tolle says, you must realize deeply that the present moment is all you have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. So the now, this moment, right now, anytime when you're in trouble, but particularly now. He also says the ego is sustained by continuous resistance. So don't resist, accept. So by accepting this moment, accepting that you are where you're meant to be and you have a right to be feeling good and bad, accept that moment. Don't resist and don't let that ego tap you on the shoulder or tap you on the hair or pull your hair or whisper in your ear, whatever the ego, how your ego contacts you. The ego is built up by many years of things that have happened to you when you were younger, things that have happened to you this week, last week, things that have happened that make you feel bad about yourself, not good enough, guilty, all these things. So with that in mind, the topic this week, and it's been relevant to me this week, I'm like to share how I'm feeling this week, and even with the podcast being done on Tuesday today, I'll be honest, it's been done Tuesday morning. And I had Sunday and Monday that I normally do it, Saturday and Sunday, and I couldn't. But you know what? This is what it's all about, and I've learned this over the years, is to not let that ego that taps me on the shoulder and says, Peter, you're not good enough. You should be busy. You should keep being busy. You should have this done on time. I'm going to ignore that. I'm not going to accept that anymore. I'm going to accept the moment that I'm in at that time and that I was feeling good at that time and I didn't want to have this hanging over my head. So I chose to accept that and I didn't resist. I didn't fight. I didn't tell myself that I should be doing this, I should be doing that. So I didn't resist and fight and use energy for that. I just accepted that moment and I'm accepting this moment that I'm talking to you now, a day later, but who cares? You know, I'm just accepting. I feel good this morning. I felt good the other day as well because I had that attitude, but I feel particularly good at the moment that I'm doing my 5-Minute Monday. I'm accepting and I will feel better afterwards because I like to get things done, but that's my ego that taps me on the shoulder all the time. And it could be anything for you. And that's the topic of this week, procrastination. And, you know, you should accept whatever you feel at the moment, meaning your level of laziness doesn't matter. Just accept that you're feeling that way at the moment. Don't do internal battles with yourself. Don't fight it. That's the point, and that's how you handle procrastination. This is also linked, I believe, to last week where we talked about happiness versus purpose. If you're accepting these moments and not worrying if you're feeling good or bad, but you're not listening and resisting that ego, then it doesn't matter if you're having a bad moment or you're feeling lazy. That's not your happiness. Your happiness is that purpose that we're trying to help you find in the long term. So in the moment, don't beat yourself up about it and feel worse about it. Accept that moment. Accept you need that rest. Procrastinate. Procrastinate with happiness and realize things like that and other things which we'll talk about more in the weeks to come about guilt and all those things are all linked. That's the ego that has been built up over many years from childhood or even adulthood or people you've lived with or come across, all those things. It's the ego tapping you on the shoulder and trying to get into your head and make you feel bad. So by learning these words of don't resist, save your energy and accepting things in life. And this goes back to the great person, Eckhart Tolle, with his book, The Power of Now. And if you read that book and mainly listen to his podcast, that's what I do. It's easier for me to comprehend things that way. And it might be that way for you too. So this week, accept everyone. Don't resist. Don't worry about procrastination. Accept things and enjoy that moment for whatever that moment is. Hope that helps you this week. Have a great week. Have fun. And most of all, please take care. And I look forward to another 5-Minute Monday next week. Bye for now, everyone.